Welcome back from your tour of colleges. Oh,
this whole southeast of the country.
I feel like everyone does that tour. Now, your kids are the exception, but I feel like everybody does that tour and then all their kids go to A&M or something. Now, you already have one that's gone far, far away to Tennessee.
So far.
But it just always makes me laugh. Everyone's like, okay, we went to Clemson and Georgia and Vandy and all these.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, what'd they decide on? Texas Tech.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. No, I was very thankful. I think when I think back on the trip, one, we had a great time, the two of us. Mm-hmm. Like it was his birthday yesterday. So yes. It's kind of like a birthday trip because he didn't want to have a party.
Okay. How old is he? 18?
18.
Wow.
I have another
adult. It's a big one.
I know.
It's a big one.
Half adults. Mm-hmm. I've done it. We used to stay with him alive till 5 because he was such a risk taker. Like on the playground, I'd be nursing a baby and he'd just jump off like a 10-foot
yes.
drop.
Yep.
So we were like, he has no awareness mm-hmm. of his mortality. So alive till 5. But now we did 18. That's good. Mm-hmm. But I saw my brother, my sister, and nieces and nephews and people. I mean, I hadn't seen a couple of nieces for like almost 2 years. And
why do I always think that it's your sister that lives in Europe? Who do I get confused?
Oh, Bruce's sister.
Bruce's sister. Okay. So your brother.
I have one sister, two brothers. They all live over that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's kind of nice. Like if he does choose it, he'll have family nearby.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
What was his favorite? Are we allowed to say?
Georgia. And that's a story I wanted to tell you about.
Georgia.
I have a prop.
Oh, you have a prop.
Yeah, because it was his favorite. And he's big on like, I don't want to buy anything from the college unless one, it's really cool or I really like it. Like, I think I'll go there.
Oh, okay.
And for his birthday present, I got him this really nice polo. Whoops.
Really, ooh, that's nice. So nice.
It's from Georgia. Because those polos, that was his favorite.
Those polos with the thing on them, you have to mortgage your house.
They're not cheap. So he was already in the store. I parked. I walk in the store and the security alarm goes off.
Oh.
I know.
Going in?
Walking in.
So what I'm was like, it?
I think it was my sparkly testicles that hang off my purse.
Okay.
The cherries.
All right.
You know the little charm I have?
I know, but I didn't know we were calling them okay. sparkly testicles.
I think it was that, but I don't know. But everyone looked at me and I was like, hey, sorry, but whatever. So we're checking out and I'm like, just so you know, when I walked in,
mm-hmm. it already went off. Yeah.
And she's like, okay, all right. And so we're walking out. Alarm goes off. It may have gone off for this.
Oh no, the tags, the things,
the security tag is still on the shirt.
No.
And we were all the way back in Atlanta. We'd already driven to Clemson, back to Atlanta.
And
I'm
that
not driving
really
back
does,
to Athens.
That really does look phallic. Now that we've started this, this is not like a
I'm going to have
tag.
To take it to the mall and try a bunch of different stores to see who has this kind of remover, right?
Well,
this is where I would take your advice. If y'all can't go back to the actual store, I don't know. It's probably
well,
pretty
a
rare.
Couple of questions I have. One, if you have the receipt.
Yeah, I do.
So that's better. Because otherwise, I'm like, are they going to be like, I'm not taking that off for you, chick.
Oh, shoot. Where's the receipt?
Oh, it's right here.
Oh,
it's on
good.
The
floor.
Phew.
And
then maybe like a rally house or one of those that sells those kind
similar.
Of, yeah. Sells similar products and they might be able to help you. But here's a question. I feel like Amazon sells everything. Does Amazon sell one of those removers?
That would be bad.
I don't know.
You could steal stuff and then just take off the thing.
I don't know. I think that, I mean, again, we've got a crisis with that. That's a problem. We also have a crisis with.
I just couldn't believe the timing. Like, of all the times, be like, no, it's me. As I said,
and then they leave it on.
And then they are, yes, I think I distracted her with my.
Talking. Okay, but are we gonna talk about the fact that maybe we need to get rid of the sparkly testicles? We shouldn't. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they're setting off alarms, yes, in stores, yeah. But they should be setting off alarms in your mind that I'm walking around with a dangly keychain that I'm calling that.
The red balls. I mean, other people are like, oh, so cute. Thank you. And I don't tell everyone.
Just us.
Just you guys. You're my special people. Special people.
Oh,
I need to know about JB's disaster.
Can I
Speaking
first,
of disaster,
will you notice my glasses?
I love your glasses so much. I love the orange at the top. Like that you could wear to Auburn. Those are Auburn colors.
I ran out of contacts because I never changed my contacts out. I know everybody, some eye doctors are going to be like, don't do that. I know. Well, anyway,
Wait.
I have.
I need a second.
dailies, but not dailies. Like they're disposable. Like
I have mine that I can wear for 2 weeks.
Yes.
I mean, but like take them out at night.
I sleep in them.
It doesn't hurt your eyes?
I don't feel like it's good for them. But
so you don't wash your face. You don't take out your contacts.
Are y'all seeing the theme of how
nighttime? Do you brush your teeth?
I do brush my teeth. Sometimes. Most of the time.
Cover your mouth.
I know I did this morning. Most times. But so anyway, I am out of contact. So I'm having to wear glasses right now, which is such a beat. And all I have is like the dollar store glasses, which is. And so I was with my friend, Marianne, who is like the fashionista. She's the very funniest, best. Okay. So this is how she shops for glasses with me, because I've done this before when I needed sunglasses. Because when you buy glasses, you need the, like when you're getting stuff, you need the brutally honest person with you. That's like, no, because you really. You can't tell that much on yourself. No, so Marianne,
it's like picking a fragrance. You get, they start blurring together.
Yes, yeah. It blurs together and you're like, I don't know. So every time I'd put on a pair, Marianne doesn't say, no, let's try these. She goes, oh gosh, no. Oh, those are awful. Take those off immediately. And I'm like, okay, could you tone it down? Like, and she's like, I'm trying, but it's so startling on how bad some of these look on you. And like Marianne. And so I tried all these. And
was there a theme of like this certain type looked bad on you so you can take that information when you shop by yourself?
Yes. And you know how it's really popular, the big, thick frames right now?
Those are big,
square, thick, like Clark Kent style. Like, yeah.
Or like that really cool older lady that wore all the jewelry.
Yes.
I don't know her name.
And so, no, but even Miss Roper style, like all of those are real in. And so apparently they don't look good on me. But then she kept trying to put me in the cat eyes. I'm like, what's going on with the cat eyes? I know. I can't wear those.
That would go well with your new book cover.
That is true. It really would.
You could do a whole theme.
Anyway, I feel like we should all have that kind of, we should have Marianne gusto. When our friends, like when you walk in with your keychain, I'm like, oh gosh, take that off. Like we're just going to start calling it out. Like if you're like your yellow shirt you're wearing right now, darling. But if it wasn't, that I could be like, oh my, that's got to go right now. And we just.
Yeah. Well, it was on the clearance racks at the. What's it called? Favor the Kind. It used to be called Gypsy Wagon. I think they changed the name.
Oh, I don't know either of those.
Mm-mm. It was right over here at the corner and they moved. Anyway.
Sure, cute.
Thank you.
Okay.
On sale. Can't give you a link. I need to know because you told me you've got this story you want
to
tell me.
Okay, I've been dying to tell you the story. And so I couldn't decide if this was maybe a Super Trackers, but I've decided to offer it up to the world at large. Okay.
All right, I'm ready. Do I need to gird my loins?
You need to, well, I needed to gird my loins. So
gird your.
Now that Brett's gone, moment of silence for second kid at college. Oh, it's the worst.
I'm not looking forward to it.
Oh.
After all this time I got with Price this weekend. She's great.
I know. That's how I felt at Brett.
Why when they get great do they leave?
I know. And then they don't, don't call. Kate called him yesterday to check on him and he was like, okay, well, if you need something, give me a call back. She goes, well, no, I'm trying to just catch up. He goes, you're not my parents. I don't have to catch up every other day. And she was like, what? I mean, he's real sweet, but
every other day?
Well, no, I think she tries to talk to him like twice a week and he's not having it.
But you get every other day?
No, gosh, no.
I was like, that's a lot.
I get every couple of days, I guess.
I get random cute pictures and check-ins.
Yeah.
I think maybe a phone call every other week. I don't know.
Boys. Okay, so Brett is gone. And so JB officially has the second floor to himself now.
Like the whole floor.
Yeah, there's nobody else up there.
Is there a playroom up there?
Yes. Okay. And then there's a playroom.
So there's like three bedrooms up there.
And three bedrooms, couple bathrooms. Nice. Oh, yeah.
Must be nice.
And so he has free reign up there. Okay. And so in the past, like he's been known, you put him to bed. Oh, I love you. Good night. All that. And then you hear like pitter patter later. And then you hear Brett, get in bed, or Kate or whoever's up there. So there's no accountability. And I knew that might be an issue. And so Mike puts him to bed Monday night. I don't know. Maybe we could go like Memorial Day or something.
I think it's Labor Day.
Oh, yeah. Labor. Feels like it's all run together now.
The summer of Cynthia just blew by.
Oh, it's terrible. Okay, so he puts him in bed and he comes back downstairs and we're not sitting there. I mean, 3 minutes. And I hear, you know, on the ceiling above our family room, I hear, which is not his room. It's Kate's room. And so I'm like, JB, I just yell up like in the living room, go to bed. And so I hear him back, running back. And then I hear screaming and crying and gnashing of teeth. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I go upstairs. I was going to say I ran upstairs, but let's be honest. I walk upstairs a little brisker than usual. And I get up there and he has like a washcloth in his mouth. And he's screaming and crying. He's like, it burns. It's hot. The peppermint. I'm like, what are you talking about? The peppermint. He's like, the peppermint. And he's in his bedroom on the floor. And I'm like, okay, you need to calm down. What peppermint? And so I'm like, take me, show me what you have. And he's like, no, I'll get in trouble. I'm like, oh, you're already in trouble. So I'm like, show me. And so he takes me in Kate's room and I walk in there and he, oh, no. And I get all the way in the room and he opens her drawer and he pulls out mace.
No.
And I'm like, right when he does this, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't breathe. I realize he has maced the second floor. Like, I think he used it like a mouth spray, but also like a room deodorizer. And I realized in that moment, oh my gosh, I can't breathe. And so I'm like, get out. And I'm like, gagging and coughing. Well, he's now sitting on the floor with his mouth on fire. And he's like, oh, yeah, I can't. I'm like, get out. So I'm screaming. He's screaming.
Oh my gosh.
So we come out of there and we're headed down the stairs and Mike's headed up the stairs. He's like, what in the world? And I'm like, JB maced himself and the second floor and me. And Mike's like, what?
Oh,
and
so my gosh.
Now Mike's got JB and Mike thankfully is like, I'm like losing it. And so Mike is like, come on, come on. And he rushes him down to the bathroom and throws him in the shower. Okay. Now I'm going to interject this little story to tell you a couple things. Child number one, when they've maced themselves and you assume it's gone in their mouth, you're on your way to the ER.
You're calling some poison control.
Well, that's child two. Child one, you go to the ER. Right. Child two, you're poison control.
Yeah.
Child three.
Which is a hard call.
Yeah, it's a hard call.
It's a hard call. You got to suck it up, buttercup. And be like, this child's life is worth more than my pride.
Yes, totally. So child one is ER. Child two is poison control. Child three is alternating Mike and Cynthia screaming, don't you ever get out of bed again. That's what happens when you get out of bed. You know what? I'm not saying you deserve it, but don't get out of bed. So we're screaming at him, okay? So we're finally starting. I think we're calming down. I'm on fire. So I have
like your skin?
My skin, my lips.
No.
I'm not choking and coughing anymore. So I have makeup wipes out and I'm wiping my face. And you know I don't wipe my face at night. I surely.
The one time you clean your face
before
bed. The
one time is because I got maced. So I'm wiping down my skin. I'm wiping down my face, all this. And I'm like, my mouth, my lips. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I just walked
into it. You got a chemical peel for free.
Totally. And so
this JB, will be a new hack on the internet.
If you can't afford the real thing.
If you can't afford the dermatology's peel, just mace yourself.
Mace yourself. So oh then we get him out of the shower and Mike's towel drying his hair. And apparently it got.
Towel drying JB's hair.
Hair. Mike doesn't have hair. It would have been like a washcloth.
I was picturing it. I was like, wait, how did Mike get into this? Okay.
So he's towel drying JB's little hair, his little afro hair.
Bless him.
And apparently a bunch of the mace had got entrapped in the hair, in the casings of the hair. And when Mike
maybe
towels
he sprayed
dried
his head?
I don't know. It comes out of his hair.
No.
And all of a sudden Mike starts coughing and choking. And are you ready? Put down your breakfast or lunch, everyone.
No.
Mike starts yakking.
No.
And I don't mean a dainty little, ooh, I think a little something came up in my throat. He's like
full on
hurling.
Bomb.
No. And so then no. He's hurling. Thankfully, we're right by the toilet. No. He's hurling, choking, no. Puking. And then I'm back to, see, Jamie, don't you ever get out of bed. It was so outrageous.
Oh,
and so finally
gosh.
He calms down. I mean, Mike stops puking. I get the stuff off my skin, I think. JB's calmed down.
Your eyes are okay?
Yes. So JB's okay. And then maybe that's why my contacts are so bad. I had to throw them away. Maybe that was it. But so then JB, like you guys, like you, if you're sitting there rocking your precious first child, then you don't relate to this, but everyone else will. I'm like, you're going back to your bed. You're not sleeping downstairs. You're not sleeping in our bed. Like most parents would be like, maybe we should watch him all night. Yeah. Maybe he should sleep in our bed. I'm like, no. You know what? you're going right back up those stairs and we're going to tough love this. So I put him back to bed. He slept all night, whatever. He's fine. Everybody don't panic. He's fine. I get in bed and I somehow rub my head with my arm and it's on fire again. I realize it's still all over my arms. So I finally get myself detoxed from all of it. It was a total scene. Now I tell Kate Yanoff this later. Okay. By the way, we still have been laughing about the fact you text her Quade's oven. She goes, that's why I love Heather. She's like, if I don't get a random text every other week from Heather, I wonder if she's okay.
I'm okay.
Okay. So I text Kate and Kate calls me and she's dying laughing. And she goes, that's terrible. And I said, she goes, you know why he was saying peppermint? I go, no. She goes, because I told him before it's pepper spray and not to touch it. And that, so, because he's pulled it out of my drawer. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't even know why it's in your drawer and not at the University of Texas in Austin with you.
Because she had someone break into her house.
Right.
Yeah.
So, no. And
or come to her house.
When you say pepper spray, to JB, that was peppermint, and you don't want me to touch it because it's that great. So, I have to wait till you're gone, and then I'm going to go have me some pepper spray. And boy, did he. And
well, if there's not a spiritual lesson in the future about we make these rules for your protection, not because we're trying to keep good things from you.
Oh, well, everyone I've told the story is like, Cynthia, your next book is writing itself. Like there's been several things recently. And I was like, well, nobody in the world has agreed to another book. But
let's sell the next one.
There will be some spiritual truth to come of it. Maybe you just did that, but there will. I haven't really landed on it
for
yet.
For him to like, man, I thought it was going to be this good thing, and it was so not.
Oh, well, and I don't know if you heard.
It makes me choke thinking about it.
I know. When Stephanie Martin was on my podcast talking about junior high kids, and she talked about how some of our kids are experiential. Like, yes, they just have to do it
and learn the hard way.
And learn the hard way, and how brutal that is. And I'm realizing JB is so experiential. And, like, even if I would have said this is, I mean, I think he might have still done it. So it's on several levels. One, it's a bummer that he's so experiential and that we're going to have to go through this. The stakes are still low, but they will not be one day.
Yeah.
But two, the other thing is the defiance of it. Like, stay in your room. And it wasn't a big thing, but so then I have to go through the whole parenting thing. We failed. What are we going to do? You know, you have to walk that because we're moms. And then
Did you just fall right to sleep though?
Did I?
Yeah.
Eventually, yeah. But you know what I did
thinking about it then?
The next night? Mm-hmm. Because I decided, okay, I am ordering the Amazon alarm thing for his room. We had one once I never used. It didn't work right. And it does that bing, bing, like when you walk in the vet and it makes that noise when you open the door.
I didn't know if you were going to get a camera.
JB now has the pleasure of a doorbell on his bedroom. So, and he has a bathroom that goes the other direction, like into Brett's room, on that one too. So that I know his comings and goings. The end.
Oh my stars. That is so funny and so bad.
I mean, can you believe he maced? I don't know. I mean, I don't
go mace yourself. I feel like it's a thing. It's happening.
Did you just rap?
Yeah, mace yourself. I don't know. It feels cooler when I have an accent.
It wasn't. But we love you nonetheless. Well, I just want like whatever's going on with your kid. There's plenty of people out there that'll tell you their kid's great reading level and they'll tell you all the awards they're winning. But not any of us will just jump on there and tell you we're macing ourselves.
Oh, mine gave himself. Yeah. Don't leave. This is my tip. Don't leave the cold medicine that tastes like grape.
Oh.
In the same sink area as your child's room.
Yep.
Because mine thought it tastes so good. Why not? Just keep drinking it.
And then they're drunk.
That's the one time I had to call poison control. And thankfully, he's a sloppy pour. Like all over the counter, most of it. I was trying to remember like how much was in the bottle before when I left. And then because they're asking all these questions, they want to know how much did he possibly consume.
Yeah.
That's awful. Yeah.
Our dog ate some ADHD medicine one time. she's never been better behaved.
So focused. She did your taxes.
I see a squirrel. I shall not chase it.
No, I'm like next level. She wrote the second book for you.
She just edited it. Didn't write it. Don't be stupid.
Okay. Oh my stars.
All right, now that I'm down to one kid at home, the whole dinner situation is becoming a problem because
it was a problem.
Well, it was always a problem, but it's really a problem.
It's a problem for everybody. Let's be real, right?
Oh my gosh, yes.
I'm thinking about this week. I'm like already, I don't have anything planned for the rest of the week.
I know, dinner. So thank goodness for our sponsor that has this covered.
We love our sponsor, Prep Dish. Okay, and I've used them for years. You're newer to the situation, so yes. I feel like I need to share with you. So I get an email, you get an email. That has four different options that you can click on, and she has done all the work. You get gluten-free, paleo, low-carb, or super fast.
You know I'm going super fast.
Super fast. So you click on super fast, and there's a PDF that shows up, and it has so your meals, easy. Five different meals. I know on this one it says grilled marinated tofu. You're not a tofu person, but she says in the notes, if you're not, you just chicken. Swap it for chicken. Yeah. Easy peasy. But it has all the different categories like veggies, meats, fruits, all laid out. And if you already have that ingredient, you just check it off yourself before you go to the grocery. Or bonus,
Instacart.
She has an automatic Instacart button.
So literally you can be like, okay, I just want to do these three meals or I want to do all the meals or whatever. And it goes to Instacart.
You go and you look and you're like, okay, these are the ingredients I need for these meals. Yeah. And then
if you have some,
if you just want all five of them, yeah, add all the ingredients to your cart. Boom, bada bing, delivered. Then she even has instructions if you want to prep everything in one day or in an hour for the super fast, you have all the ingredients prepped. So when you get to your night, yeah. Tuesday night, you just put all the ingredients together, cook it, done.
It's really genius.
It's kind of genius.
And it's
so pretty
helpful.
Healthy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's healthy. It's helpful. So yeah, Prep Dish is
and I know there's always different options for different people. People are trying different things. But yeah. If you want to try it out, you might as well because Prep Dish is so sweet and offering our listeners 2 weeks for free. You just go to prepdish.com/sidetracked.
Prepdish.com/sidetracked.
It's a game changer. Trust me. Oh. I have to tell you a story about having too many kids at too many schools.
That is your story.
That's my
your
story. The end.
Yeah.
I was at a senior meeting and it's for a school that there are 300 boys in that class, wow. Right? Mm-hmm. And he was there and he was gone. He was there back again. But I saw this mom and I waved at her thinking, mm-hmm. Surely I know her from him being in class.
I can't see her, but I'm sure I know her.
I didn't have my contacts in either.
Oh, yeah.
Totally a big fail. Don't go to a meeting and not wear your contacts. Because I'm like, I know. Yeah, and I'm waving at her.
And everybody knows Heather McFadden.
Well, and she didn't really wave back. She kind of like didn't really respond. And it hit me the next day. She was my former OB-GYN. I don't know her because her son's at that school. I know her because she's looked at my Yoo-Hoo.
No.
She didn't recognize me.
She had pants
on.
She didn't wait. She's like, I do not recognize you
who
from that
end. Who is that?
I'm going to need stirrups before I wave back.
Where's the speculum? Then I'll recognize. Oh, Heather. So, isn't that terrible?
That's so funny, though.
But don't you feel like that? You're out and about. You're like, I know them. How do I know them? Oh.
Oh.
That's my
dermatologist. You may not recognize me at first glance, but.
Terrible. So bad.
That is so funny. Oh my goodness.
Okay, you're giving up Coke Zero. I need to know more. Is this from the tooth?
No, it's from the, you know how I do this once a decade. So welcome everybody to what we'll do this once a decade. Again, if you're still here in 10 years, I'll do it again, I'm sure. But I decide like a new study comes out that reminds me the fact that aspartame and all those terrible chemicals are going to give me a stroke and dementia. And so then it takes out once a decade, it comes out and I'm like, okay, I've got to deal with this issue. And so it came out again, another one, and who knows, it's probably literally like it's sponsored by Sprite. Just
they had to spend so many dollars on research.
Body Armor sponsored we'll stop drinking Diet Coke.
Yeah.
So I saw it and I was like, all right, it's time to get this back under control. And I wanted to know if it would help with the sweets cravings, because I've heard that like Diet Coke, like it messes up your palate. I mean, Coke Zero for me or Diet Dr. Pepper. I'm just saying interchangeably the diet products.
What's the difference between Diet Coke and Coke Zero? Did everyone gasp who knows the difference?
No, I didn't gasp. I mean, I just know the taste is different, but I don't know what the chemical compilation is. I'm sure it's, I don't know.
Is one better for you?
Oh, I hardly think so. I don't
know. I
feel
like I need to Google it.
Okay. Why don't you chat GPT while I tell you that?
Okay.
And so I decided it's time to get it under control. And so here's, I'm just like weaning myself. off. And I'm not sure I'm going completely cold turkey.
What does this look like? What's weaning look like?
So I, in the mornings, I open a can and I take three drinks of it.
Three sips?
Yeah, like three sips. And then, I mean, maybe a little bigger than a sip. And then I throw the can away, which is so wasteful. So I ordered many cans, everyone.
Okay.
And then I throw it away. And then I drink, you guys, I drink some water. And then so I pull out a Topo Chico. I mean, nothing will make you want to run your car off a cliff like the Topo Chico.
You need to add lime to it.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You could add, you know what I need to add to it? Coke Zero. You can add lime. You could put, I don't care if you put marijuana in it.
Is Coke Zero, no more drugs.
I just did that because I knew it would get a little rise.
Is Coke Zero better for you than Diet Coke?
Okay.
Coke Zero does not add nutritional value to your diet. Thank you. We knew that. And the long-term effects of drinking diet sodas outweigh any benefits. If you want to reduce your sugar or regular soda intake, opt for healthier, low-sugar drinks like herbal tea.
Herbal tea.
Fruit-infused water and black coffee. Okay, but it does say Coke Zero has two ingredients that Diet Coke lacks. Potassium citrate and acesulfame potassium.
If you can't say it, you should drink. Potassium citrate. That sounds healthy to me.
Potassium is on the science chart thing.
Yeah, that's probably healthy then.
It's totally healthy.
So I have one drink in the morning, and then I drink these heinous things all day. And then if I'm at lunch with friends, I'll have like iced tea with, you know, I want to put pink stuff in it. No, can't put pink stuff in it.
Stevia in it.
Well, I ordered stevia today because nobody has it. So I'm going to order stevia. I ordered some in my grocery order. And then I save it till like late afternoon or whenever I really, really, really. And then I drive through the Chick-fil-A or the McDonald's or whatever and I ask for extra ice because it really isn't that much by the time they fill up my large drink with ice. And then I savor it like an addict. I'm so happy. I mean, I'm like, oh. And then that's it. That's the end of the day. And I just have to look forward to the next day when there shall be three drinks in the morning. And so
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. Now, somebody's listening. They're like, well, that's not really giving it up. But that is for me.
No, that's a huge change. Like people I know who have diet drinks, it's usually 7 or 8 a day.
Yeah, I was running in the 5-6 range and it was getting stupid. And I mean, like 2-3 cans and then a big one.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so I'm on a hunt. Thanks. Don't be yet because I do this once a decade and it lasts for like a week. And I'm like, oh, well. So I was with my friend Stephanie and her husband and we all went to dinner with my husband too the other night. And he's a radiologist. And so he drinks more Coke Zero than me, if possible. And I was like, okay. Are you second guessing it at all? Whatever. He's like, nope, my body's embalmed. He's like, it's a risk I'll take. He's like, don't care. Not going to be my problem. It's going to be Stephanie's. I won't remember. I was like, that's terrible. But I do, it does make me mad. And I'll end it with this. Because literally in my entire life, I've never had a puff of anything. Although I did mention a Swisher Sweet once.
I know the confessions on Super Trackers.
That's true. I said on Super Trackers. But I mean, I've never smoked. Well, I've never
but this is what's interesting about what you said. Because I was listening to Good Hang, Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
With Leanne Morgan, which is a great episode. Yeah. If you want to laugh.
Yes, I love her.
But they were talking about how much they love smoking cigarettes. They're like, don't do it. Don't do it. We're not saying you should do it, but so great. So great. And then they're talking about how Diet Coke is a refrigerator cigarette.
That's totally. So they drink Diet Coke?
Yeah.
Well, so I.
But I was thinking, oh, okay. So it's like you're moving from like, I smoke 3 packs a day to like, I smoke once.
And you'll still die from a pack a day. You can still die from that. But at the same time, and I'm going to try to get down to even less, but I have to go slowly. But again, like a girl who's never,
medium, yeah.
I've never had a drink of alcohol. No, I mean, I think you're doing something. Great. I've never, like, why can't I have my one vice? Give me my vice.
Yeah. I think you should keep it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Heather. Are you going to
enable her?
Are you going to wipe the drool from my face?
Yeah.
And pluck my chin hairs?
I've met so many people that do it all right and they die when they're going to die. And then like I have a neighbor and he's out there smoking all day, every day. And he's lived longer than my dad. Ozzy Osbourne, I told you. He lived longer than my dad. Like, I don't know.
I mean, I do believe.
Do what you can to be healthy.
The Lord's numbered our days, and I understand that. But at the same time, I should be, the body is a temple. And right now, it's a temple full of Diet Coke cans. It's a temple that has been littered and trashed up.
Well, I say if you feel conviction, yes, but Yeah, I think that.
I just wish I liked coffee. I wish that I, but it's my one vice. And my mom will even be like, oh, I wish you wouldn't drink so much Diet Coke. I'm like, listen, thank goodness it's not that wine. I would be blithering drunk around Dallas, Fort Worth. They'd be like, have you run into the sidetrack girl? She's falling off steps and acting a fool. And so anyway, that's where I'm on that. What else? Do you want to do our threes?
What we're sidetracked by?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I can't really lead into my first
this
one.
This is a really weird one.
Okay.
Toupee Queen on Instagram.
Tell me more.
It's an account that randomly showed up in my feed, and I am mesmerized by it. I am sidetracked by it.
You used my podcast. I used your word.
I can't stop watching it. It's a guy's come in, and you can see their demeanor change when she puts on this toupee. They do look significantly different, but they act different. The confidence goes way up. And I'm like, we always talk about women and their appearance. But I think, anyway, it's captivating watching her put the glue on it, shape their head down. She was on the Today Show.
Now, when you say queen, not that kind of queen.
No, like, no. She's okay. Just like the best at it.
Like, just normal guys.
People will drive in for her because she does such a good job of making it look supernatural and like... These are young guys. These are like in their 20s and 30s.
I thought you were getting all
controversial. No. Nothing controversial. Again. But I'm just literally was thinking, what am I sidetracked by? I really will sit and watch those videos because.
Can we raise money for Mike to go? Where is it? Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Oh my gosh.
Send Mike for a
toupee. Does he have enough on the side?
It's gray, but it's there.
Yeah. So she kind of blends it in. Anyway, it's fascinating. I'll send you the link.
Okay. Well, I think that's.
Okay. What do you got?
At least you're not seeing the women with the
No, not your feet. Your feet's
my,
a mess.
My heavy set women getting dressed. So did you see that somebody DM'd us that they, their whole feed has changed because they've heard, because I was talking about it and they're like, now I'm watching elderly women that are getting dressed and I'm like screaming puppies, anything else. Don't give me that. So, I'm glad you're not having that. Okay. Mine is an advent calendar and everybody is like, stand down, ma'am. It's September. I know. And I love a good, like just the chocolate advent calendars. I think they're so cute and fun. And I buy them every year for my kids. And then most of the time only JB opens his. But my friend sent me a text and she said, there is one that has fishing lures for like fly fishing.
Oh my gosh.
So I ordered it for Brett so and it great. Just came in and we
I need
can
to
link
get one
it.
For Watts.
It's so cute. I mean, I got it in. I haven't opened any of them, but anyway.
Oh my gosh, you're on it.
Yeah. So I.
Do you already have your Christmas cards done?
Well, I already have the picture from Europe. Must be nice.
Must be so nice.
I mean, it is
That's
so nice.
True. I should just look and see if I already have a picture and just get it done.
Yeah. We should. We should just do it now. And we should.
Be done.
That Sherry Russ would tell us to get it done.
Get all the presents wrapped.
So, yeah. Okay. So that's my advent calendar. Now, I saw fake news that there was a University of Texas one that had little mini ornaments. I was like, okay.
That's cute.
And then someone said it's a scam. Why are we not doing college advent calendars?
That is brilliant. Or like their sorority, the fraternity.
Totally.
Like everybody's obsessed with these things.
Shall we start that business?
100%. We have lots of time.
Okay. Next.
I have started actually. I've started like so started only done the introduction, but we meet tomorrow to go over the first week worth of a study called Better by Jen Wilkin on Hebrews.
Ooh.
I know.
I'm excited about that.
And we went to church with my brother and sister-in-law in Birmingham, and it was the Auburn Community Church, but like live feed to Birmingham. They have a satellite campus. Anyway, he was talking on Hebrews and it was such a good sermon on like Hebrews 11.
Of faith?
Yeah. Well, it was near the end of it.
Okay.
Maybe it was 12. Anyway, it was such a good sermon. I think I'm going to go back and as I'm doing the study, listen to his sermons and do. Because it was so good.
Okay, Lincoln, I want to go listen to the sermon too. Oh. And is this your Tuesday Bible study you go to?
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Or Wednesday. Oh, yeah.
We used to do Paige Brown and then she stopped. You know, she's out of Nashville and she doesn't want to be famous.
She took all her stuff off.
She took it all off. Well, she always takes it off 1 week later, but now she's not even going to through the video camera. What's it called? Live stream.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anymore. It's just like she's doing theology with her church. Anywho, long story, go ahead.
Okay. My second one is I got a fall candle, like a pumpkin one. I was in the Sample House or maybe Paper Affair, but I think
Sample every time House, I see a candle, I think I should buy this for Cynthia.
And I, you know, I just have like, if I don't die from Diet Coke, it's going to be the chemicals. Someone the other day was like, you shouldn't have those chemical candles burning in your house. I'm like, listen, I'm about to start snorting Febreze at this point. Don't. So, oh, I can't say that either. Sorry. Never mind. So I got, you know, the ones that you get, what are the ones that everybody gets that are from Anthro? What is that one?
Oh, the volcano.
The volcano, but they had, so it looks like a volcano, but it's a pumpkin.
Oh my gosh.
Smell. And I'm telling you, everybody that comes in my house is like, what are you making? What are you baking? JB walks in, he's like, Mom, what is that? I mean, it is amazing. And listen, you know, I'm cheap, guys. And it was like $32. And Mike was with me. And
it's on Amazon?
No, I got it at Sample House, but I'm sure it's on Amazon. I'll find it.
What's that link?
That's something else.
Oh, okay.
And so I was in Sample House. I kept looking at it and then I wouldn't get it. Mike was happened to be with me and he's like, what's going on here? And I was like, oh, it's too expensive. And he's like, oh my gosh, I have $32. I think we can get this. And so
we, so it was 32.
I think it was 30 or
30. What's the brand?
I don't know. I'll get back to you, but it was fabulous. Okay. So fall candles, everybody get your fall candle going.
I bought a little Febreze air vent for my car because my car, and I bought these little charcoal packets that you can put in your car to kind of absorb moisture because it was smelling like mildewy.
Like boy.
Like a boy. I think something spilled over the summer that when we were going to somebody's lake house. Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Anyway, and it's like a salted caramel or maple or something. And Knox gets in the car yesterday and he goes, What'd you bring?
I'm like,
no, sorry. It's just a vent thing.
Will you ask ChatGPT while I'm talking about my next one if it's worse to breathe Febreze or drink Diet Coke?
Right. I need to know, but that was going to be my sidetrack.
I'm right back to Coke Zero by
my sidetrack thing wasn't even that I came home from my college trip and it smelled so musty in our house. Oh. Maybe I'm just like really sensitive to mildew musty smell. Anyway, so I got this Arm & Hammer moisture remover. These like, they're almost like a little container, like a plastic container. So the water will be in the bottom. And then I got these plugins from Walmart. And it's salted coconut mahogany from Better Homes and Gardens. Anyway, and I got three of them. So they're all around the house. If you smell something nice, that's it.
That's what it is. Okay. I like that.
And it could kill us.
It probably will. Okay. It probably will.
Okay. I'm going to look it up.
Do you want my last one before we go? Okay. My last one is, do you remember, y'all know that I love Mark Batterson. I love everything he does. He endorsed my first book. I'm just a big fan. And he did that book, Circle Maker.
Yes.
And so then he has a 40-day prayer challenge that goes with it called Draw the Circle. These are not new products, by the way. These are old. I mean, he wrote these years and years and years ago. And I've done them years and years ago. But I just decided recently that I need to draw a circle around I'll just say it around JB, and it's not because of the mace, but just in general, we just need like, and so the concept is that you're going to draw the circle around something where you're just like, until God shows up, I'm not walking away from this. And just watching, experiencing what the Lord will do. If you dedicate and consecrate yourself to prayer over something for 40 days and wait expectantly. And so.
And not like a genie in a lamp.
Night.
No, more just like focused attention and focused attention. And surrender. Like I'm surrendering this specific thing.
Yes.
God, show me.
Yeah.
What you want me to do with it. And it may be nothing's continued. It might be another 40 days.
Right.
Or it might be something that changes in you.
Totally. And so he just tells story after story of how it impacted their church when they did it as a whole church. But he was telling this one guy real quick, this one guy that was doing it and he was on a plane. And he felt like the Lord was just like, hey, you need to, I need you to talk to the girl next to you. And he's like, I'm not doing that. And he just wanted to be like, whatever the Lord wanted him to do. The girl ends up saying she was running away from home and was going to commit suicide. Long story.
Oh, my God!
I mean, just these incredible stories of how the God shows
really
up.
Really being in tune with the Spirit.
Yes, totally. So I am reading the book and doing the 40-day challenge, and we will link it. But when I'm finished doing the 40 days of JB, I may do 40 days on my next book just so that the Lord will get it where it needs to be. But I was thinking it'd be something that would be cool. I might do it on my social. If anybody wants to circle something for 40 days, like get the stuff and then I'll just post every day, like, you know, things from it. So I don't know. I might do a little social around it. But if you haven't read it or done it, check it out. It's cool.
I love it. Okay,
super trackers.
The reason we're talking fast now is we have a phone call meeting.
Right now. Okay, but super trackers.
Okay, but we have more things we want to talk about. So I have to talk about something I'm sidetracked by, but I feel like it's a a conversation we need to have with just our little crew about me watching The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Okay.
I have some thoughts on that.
And then I need to tell you about a speaking event snafu I had.
Can't say a snafu.
Oh, gosh. What do I say now?
Mishap.
Mishap. Okay, before we go, what did it say about the Diet Coke versus
exposures to vapors from plug-ins are unlikely to be high enough to cause severe health effects. So.
Why do you hate me, ChatGPT? That was sponsored by Febreze.
It really won't let you compare Coke Zero to that, but it's just more like talking about Diet Coke, Coke Zero. And anyway, I have one more story too that I need to tell that involves a college mishap. And what is this?
Mike ruined our family room rug, and I really have a bone to pick about this, so we shall chat about it.
Okay. All right. All sounds good. Y'all know how to do super trackers. Go to...
Wait, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Sidetracked.supercast.com.
Did it. Oh, I finally you can join it. Us over there if you want to keep the party going. You get 2 bonus episodes a month if you miss us on our off week. That's where you'll find us. Okay, bye.
Bye.